Belief in Practice 16, The Real Cross. The idea that the Lord Jesus ended the law of Moses on the cross needs some reflection. That statement only pushes the question back one stage further. How exactly did he end the law there? How did a man dying on a cross actually end the law? The Lord Jesus, supremely in his death, was the end of the law, Romans 10 verse 4. But the Greek telos, end, is elsewhere translated the goal, 1 Timothy 1 verse 5 NIV. The character and person of the Lord Jesus at the end was the goal of the Mosaic law. Those 613 commandments, if perfectly obeyed, were intended to give rise to a personality like that of the Lord Jesus. When he reached the climax of his personal development and spirituality, in the moment of his death, the law was fulfilled. He taught that he came in order to die, and yet he also came in order to fulfill the law. Matthew 5 verse 17. The risen Christ was and is a living reality. Suetonius records that Claudius expelled Jewish Christians from Rome because they were agitated by one Christus, that is, Jesus the Christ. Yet the historian speaks as if he was actually alive and actively present in person. In essence, he was. All the volumes of confused theology, the senseless theories about the Trinity, would all have been avoided if only men had had the faith to believe that the man Jesus, who really died and rose, both never sinned and was also indeed the Son of God, and that his achievement of perfection in human flesh was real. Yes, it takes faith, and all the wrong theology was only an excuse for a lack of such faith. It is in our reflections upon the cross that we see revealed the real nature and quality of our relationship with the Lord Jesus. When we survey the wondrous cross, there ought to be that sense of wonder, of love for him, of conviction of our personal sins, and also conviction of the reality of his forgiveness. As we survey that wondrous cross, all commentary is bathos. It is like trying to describe the Ninth Symphony in words. It is so much easier, so less challenging, to respond to the cross by seeking to describe it in the words of atonement theory. All the ink pointlessly spilt in this area is indicative of this. There seems an obsession with the doctrine of the atonement. But the essential response to the cross is not any commentary in words. For, as I've said, grasping of it for what it is convicts us that all commentary is bathos. Not words, not theories of explanation, but feelings, belief deep in the heart, challenge to our habits and traits of character, real, actual, concrete and practical change, a transformation that is empowered by the man hanging there.